5 and so we say bonjour to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, who joins us now to share what's been happening in the African continent. Bonjour, Monsieur, comment ça va?
Chère Bonguile, ça va très très bien, merci.
It's a Tuesday morning, Monsieur, but already in South Africa, we're already having tough conversations. Anyways, talking about tough conversations, the Somali government was like, no, we're not even getting involved. No, we're not doing it.
Well, there we go. What an interesting thing. Did you have a weekend without tough conversations? Have you ever had a day without tough conversations? Well, here we have President Donald Trump at his Tulsa rally. You know, I made some joke yesterday on Twitter, which has got me a lot of response, saying that at least he got more people at the rally than he did at his inauguration. You know, 6,000. People are very angry about that. But he attacked Ilhan Omar, who has become his bête noire. She is a Somali woman who became a congresswoman. But she escaped, her family escaped from Somalia and spent 4 years in a Kenyan refugee camp before getting to the States in 1995. And she's become a very, very outspoken left-wing congresswoman. And he's saying, well, does she want us? She should go back to where she came from, where there is no government, no safety, no police, no nothing, just anarchy in Somalia. And the Somalis, we said to them, well, what do you say about this? Are you going to respond? And they said, no, not going to bother. And so there we go, you know, and probably a good thing to do with Donald Trump. And when he once he's in election mode, the truth and fairness and balance all take a backseat.
Yeah. Anyways, moving to Algeria. Apparently, the Algerian protest leader has been jailed for a year. Why now?
Now, Amira Bourouy, and she's a 44-year-old, she's in fact a gynecologist and a mother of two, is a member of this group called Hirak, you know, who opposed the President Abdelaziz Bouteflika taking a fourth term, and then their demonstrations didn't stop when he stood down and continued calling for greater democracy. Now the authorities, who are trying to silence them, they haven't used violence, but they have tried to silence them, and it's getting worse and worse. She's been charged with insulting Islam, insulting the president, and incitement to violate the lockdown. She's been sentenced for 1 year. Her lawyers say this is completely unfounded, unjust, and they say they're going to appeal it. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, the Algerian authorities, and there's not really a great tradition of protest in Algeria, but when the Hirak protests continued and they weren't put down with violence, people saw this as a positive sign. But now that they are jailing members of the organization, not so positive after all, is it?
Yeah, no, not at all. And talking about positives, Monsieur, I'm crossing fingers for Malawi because the court said, come on, you got to have a near presidential election rerun. The question is, though, will it run smoothly, I wonder?
Well, we really do hope so. Interesting, Peter Mutharika, who won the last election with only 38.5% of the vote, first past the post, the opposition is now united. And they're putting up a single candidate, Lazarus Chakwera. He was one who fought Mutharika in the last election. So it's a man-to-man, a face-to-face election. We see how he stands. Mutharika seeking a second term. And what happens if he wins this? You know, will the opposition go back to court? We don't know. But there certainly were irregularities the last time around. Hopefully those have been fixed up. The Electoral Commission is now in new hands. So we do. We all hold thumbs for Malawi because, you know, it is a country that has vast economic problems, had them long before the corona virus lockdown. And so we hold thumbs for Malawi today, huh? And look for a peaceful election.
I really am, Monsieur, because, I mean, from our previous interactions, from where they're coming from and what's been happening, you cross fingers, you say at some point it has to end. It really has to end. Anyways, Monsieur, merci beaucoup for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again tomorrow morning. Ademe.
Ademe, mon vieux.
Merci beaucoup to Monsieur Jean-Jacques.